So in geolocation 0, I declared two functions, one called geolocate, which geolocates the user, and one called callback, which was the function that geolocate called ultimately by way of getCurrentPosition once the browser had figured out where the user is. Now, given that I'm only calling this function once and it only exists to be called by getCurrentPosition, technically there's no reason that I had to declare it as a separate function and give it its own name. Rather, I could have simply implemented an anonymous function, otherwise known as a lambda function, effectively passing in the code that I want to be executed after getCurrentPosition has found the user. In particular, I'd like to have done the following. First, let's highlight and cut this line of code here in my callback function so as to use it later, but let's get rid of the callback function altogether. Now, inside of the geolocate function, let's highlight and delete the name of the function that I was previously calling and instead declare an anonymous function with no name that still takes an argument called position, and then after this, by convention, let's put an open curly brace. Down here, let's put the closing curly brace and the closing parenthesis and a semicolon. And then inside of this otherwise anonymous function, let's paste in the line of code that we'd still like to be called. Ultimately then, all I've done is replace a named function with an anonymous function, but I've not changed the page's functionality. But this is arguably a bit cleaner because I'm not littering my code with unnecessarily defined functions. Rather, I'm only defining the code I want to be executed exactly where it's meant to be called. Let's save the file and open the page in a browser. http://localhost/geolocation1.html. And there I still am, in Cambridge, Massachusetts, anonymously.